Okay, good evening, everybody. This is going to be a whistle-stop tour through Cogeneration's contribution to sustainable energy production through the Environment Agency lens. Next slide, please. For those of you who are not familiar with the Environment Agency, we work across England to create a better place for people and wildlife, and our role is to protect people and the environment. We've recently published a strategy to 2025, which has three overarching goals: to become a nation resilient to climate change, climate is changing, to have healthy air, land and water, and to achieve green growth and a sustainable future. Next slide, please. Our Environment Agency remit is massive, actually. There are around 9,000 of us working across a number of areas, including flood risk management, looking after water resources, and regulating a whole range of sectors and industries, including radioactive substances and the nuclear industry. Next slide, please. So for the nuclear industry and radioactive substances as a whole, we regulate radioactive waste and emissions to air, land and water. For the nuclear industry, that's where our regulation stops. We regulate across the full piece of nuclear, MOD, civil, energy production and legacy and waste. We also regulate non-nuclear uses of radioactive substances, again, across the full range of industries, medical applications, industrial applications, naturally occurring radioactive material. And here, as well as waste and emissions, we also regulate keeping and use of radioactive sources and security of high activity sources. Next slide, please. This slide really just summarises everything that Robin has just said. Why is cogeneration important? Because most nuclear plants don't recover waste heat, and that's a whole body. About 70% of the energy produced is going to waste at the moment. If we can capture that and use it through heating or direct use, then that's a massive contribution to sustainable energy production. That's not possible for existing nuclear plants. It is possible for new nuclear plants, both large scale. For example, there are some considerations about domestic community heating around Sizewell C as that's developed. But today, particularly, as Robin excellently described, all sorts of opportunities around the smaller reactors, whether that's the lower temperature, small modular reactors using existing technology, which have the potential for domestic heating, or those higher temperature, advanced nuclear technology, advanced modular reactors, which can be used to heat industrial processes, including hydrogen production. And of course, because the reactors are smaller, clues in the name, they can be located much closer to communities or industrial sites, or safety and environmental protections being in place. And as Robin said, that offers flexibility over and above baseload electricity production. Next slide, please. Challenging times. Climate is changing, the temperature is getting hotter, we are going to be subject to more extreme weather events, but as well as the challenge, there is an awful lot of opportunity ahead. The world's woken up to the challenge, finally, in large part. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, for example, are really important in terms of directing where we want to focus as a world. And the UK government is playing its part, it's wanting to play a real leading part on that front. Across different government departments, we're seeing the coming together of minds to look at strategies that really are aimed at decarbonisation, clean growth, a green future, an industrial strategy that drives innovation but has equality and environmental protection as part of that. And so I think this is a real opportunity for cogeneration to play a part. Next slide, please. And very timely, of course, the Prime Minister in line has published his 10-point plan. And that 10-point plan includes driving the growth of hydrogen, advanced nuclear technology, protecting the environment, and the importance of innovation. And innovation is absolutely crucial if we're going to meet those challenges. And of course, advanced modular reactors, advanced nuclear technology, it requires that innovation. And we need to be able to regulate that innovation to protect the environment, but to allow us to meet those challenges. Next slide, please. So what is our Environment Agency role around advanced nuclear technology? We work very closely with our partner regulators, mainly the Office for Nuclear Regulation, ONR. And our work fits into three main areas aimed at developing a framework to protect the environment and ensure safety, but allowing, enabling innovation to happen in the nuclear space. Falls into three main parts. Firstly, we're reviewing our processes and guidance to ensure that they're fit for purpose for small reactors and for advanced nuclear technology. We're also working with a whole range of people. We're working with industry, so they know what to expect in a regulatory sense. So we know what technology we're going to have to scrutinise and regulate. And we're learning lessons on the international stage as well, so we can pull in as much learning as possible. And of course, we've got a whole range of skilled and experienced people across the agency working on this, but we need to make sure that they're upskilled in relation to the new technology that's coming our way. So we're doing a large piece of work around that. Next slide, please. There are some challenges, of course. If we're going to use the waste heat effectively, then reactors, the small reactors, need to be close to the communities and the industries that are going to use it. That means that there are questions around safety and environmental protection, and we need robust and open and transparent regulation and good engagement with local communities to make sure that we can work through those challenges. There will be all sorts of questions as well, apart from around the radioactive risks. What will the implications be from a house price? Will there be more jobs associated with the reactor? What will it do to traffic? So there's all sorts of questions, and really, we've got experience across a whole range of industries of the types of engagement that we need to have with communities. And I think whilst nuclear itself has got a lot of experience in engagement, there are lessons to learn from a whole range of sectors. Next slide, please. So I'm not going to labour this slide. It's pretty much the same as Robin's slide. The option of taking lower temperature steam off to district heating, or high temperature steam for various industrial processes. And what I'm talking about, if we go to the next slide, is a potential industrial cluster that would use a reactor as a future power source. Those of you that that know Merseyside know that there is an awful lot of industry along the Mersey, most of it fossil fuel, chemical plants, incineration, and there is the potential to develop a cluster that uses future power generation, that enables hydrogen production, that enables further chemical plants to work, that incorporates carbon capture and storage, that drives innovation and economic growth, but also contributes to decarbonisation. And that really is, the thing that everybody would love to see. If cogeneration is handled and moves forward as in a safe and environmentally secure way. And I'll leave it there. I think that's the end of my slides. Thank you.